Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
On my back, you're gonna see me coming with a big black Cadillac. It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down. Well, you've been a real good little girl. Santa Claus is back in town. Stockings, turn out all the lights. Santa Claus is coming down the old chimney tonight. It's Christmas time, baby, baby, and the snow is falling down. Well, you met a real good little girl. Santa Claus is back in town.
WMFO, 10:04 in the morning. Mike here on the mic. How you doing? It's a little bit of light snow out there. I don't know if you really need to run to the store and get milk and bread and stuff yet. They're only talking 3 to 5 inches, I guess, and less if you're down by the Cape. This is why I was never a meteorologist, because, yeah, I'm not good at it. But anyway, I don't like snow. It's going to snow. That's all I have to say about it. It's going to be over by tomorrow morning, so that's good. All right, let me tell you what we played in that last set, and then we're going to do a little sports with Pat D, and then Mark Friedman's going to treat us to some of his ongoing work that he's been doing. He brought 7 songs to play, and we'll play them and talk about them. Sure. How's that sound?
Sounds awesome.
Sounds good?
Sounds right, great.
We'll go with that then. All right, so last set, new from McLovin's, a local Boston band. New EP, that was called One More. Really like the McLovin's. And they win for the best band name ever, I think. It's just me. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, having a party with Southside Johnny. Was that rhyming CD? That was The Fever. Tom Petty and his Heartbreakers, Into the Great Wide Open. All or Nothing. I will never get over Tom Petty not being with us anymore.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever. The Smiths, a request for Bob. Bob in your band, the bass player. What's Bob's last name?
French.
Thank you. Bob French, Robert French. I wanted to hear Big Mouth Strikes Again by The Smiths. Don't know if he's talking about me or not. Hope not.
Mark, and, actually.
Huh?
I think he was talking about Mark.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Nah, he's just kidding.
And finished up, hi, Cheryl, even though you didn't really physically request that. I know you did. Joe Bonamassa from Rockin' Christmas Blues. That was Santa Claus is Back in Town. Okay, and by the way, I see all of you on the thread. I see all the requests. I see all the everything. I really appreciate it. I hope I can keep up with some of them, but just not enough time in the day here to do it. But thank you very much for talking on there and requesting things. I'll do the best that I can. Okay, so Pat, since you're here, may as well have you talk sports. What do you think about the Patriots this year? We're almost there, almost
well,
at the end.
The Patriots, everybody had their question marks on how they played defense at the beginning of the year. But it basically, you go to game 10 or 11, mm-hmm. and then you really make your decision on how really good this team really is.
Well, they always adjust.
Right, and they allow in 17 points since that fourth week a game. So it's kind of ridiculous how good the defense is.
It's kind of ridiculous.
They have 4 games left. Dolphins Monday night.
Yeah, that's a nothing burger.
Stink.
Yeah.
Okay. Pittsburgh the following week, which is a key game, because then you have home field advantage in the playoffs, which would be huge.
Yes.
And it's like,
did you say huge or huge?
Huge.
I just checked.
Huge. Okay, that's a little Boston in right there.
It kind of is.
Like I say, the Dolphins stink. Then they got Pittsburgh, the Bills, the Jets. Bills stink. Jets stink.
Jets okay. really stink.
They
I can
really
smell
stink.
Them from here.
Yeah, right. They stink. This Gronkowski thing?
Yeah.
Unexcusable.
I mean, know. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I'm like, yeah, they should punish the guy. And is it still just one game suspension?
One game suspension. Yeah. But they play the Bills in 2 weeks. So if you want to get this guy back...
Mm-hmm.
You just run a play at him the first play of the game,
yeah.
and you get him back that way.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy, Gronkowski's not a stupid guy.
Nope.
I mean, he supposedly on every play that he has five different things he can do on each play. So, yeah, 20 plays, he has to know 100 different things. So he's not that stupid. He acts stupid.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty stupid.
His football knowledge, I know. I mean, maybe he was just human for that second.
Yeah, but you know what? He was like 5-6 feet away. I mean, he had time to think about that one.
That's what I mean. Maybe he was just human and just went, just, you know.
Tom Brady. What can you say about Tom Brady?
Can't say anything.
I mean, 26 TD passes, 4 interceptions.
Yeah, I don't
know. He's having a better year than he did last year.
I don't know if you know this, but he's 40 years old. Yeah, did you know that?
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, last year he became the greatest quarterback in the history of the game.
That'll never happen again.
And you have the greatest coach in the history of the game in Belichick. Belichick, you can't give Belichick halftime. I mean, in the Super Bowl last year, you give him 15 minutes at halftime. In the Super Bowl, you give him a half hour. Okay, now you give him that much more time to figure out how I'm going to beat this team in the second half.
I mean, because even, staid fans like me and probably you were thinking, what the heck is going on?
And just keep watching.
Because, yeah, right. I mean, you don't change the channel because you don't know, what's going to happen, but nobody expected that. What an incredible Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's one of the greatest games you'll ever see
ever.
In the NFL. I mean, unless they do it again this year. But, I mean, I think that they're walking into the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
You know, and the Eagles proved that they're human because last week they lost to the Seahawks, and everybody thinks the Eagles are the best team in football. They're not supposed to lose that game to the Seahawks because the Seahawks now might play them in the NFC Championship game. You know, and we can beat you, and we know we can beat you.
Mm-hmm.
So... like this game with the Dolphins this week is a letdown game for the Patriots.
Yes.
But Belichick will never let that happen.
And he shouldn't.
He shouldn't. No. Definitely. Why?
No.
They get paid enough money to do their job.
Yep.
That's what that's saying, right? Mm-hmm. Do your job. We'll win.
Do your job. So Pat, what do you think is going to happen? Who do you think is going to be the personalities, let's say, the teams in the Super Bowl besides the Patriots? Who's it going to be?
It's probably going to be the Eagles.
Yeah. And you're feeling pretty good about that. It'll be a game.
Football today, there's only like two or three good teams in the NFL. Everybody stinks. Like I say, we got four games left and three teams stink.
Yeah. So many times you'll watch a Patriots game and you just wonder how that other team is, NFL.
So there's not that many teams that are like, you have the Seahawks, you got the Eagles, you got Pittsburgh, you got us. Where are you going to go from there? Green Bay Packers, no Aaron Rodgers, no Green Bay Packers. You know, it breaks down the personnel and who the leaders are. I mean, like you said, Tom Brady's 40 years old and still doing it, wants to do it till he's 45. Hey, if you can put up those numbers.
Yeah. Come on back.
That's we love having you.
Yeah. So one more question for you before we get to Mark's tracks. What happens on that dark day when Belichick and Brady go
retire.
Away? What happens?
Well, Belichick, he might never retire. I mean, he's, Herm Edwards just went back to college football. He's 70-something years old. Belichick can do this forever. I mean, he's a genius. All it is getting everybody on board. Tom Brady? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they haven't... Garofalo was supposed to be the guy, but...
He's gone.
Yeah, he played a game and a half last year and got hurt.
Right.
Okay, all of a sudden he gets hit by some football players. He's not in college no more. I mean, he just sat there for 5 years and did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
How many years he was with us.
Well, now's the time for him to prove himself with the other team.
Yeah.
Do you think Belichick's a one-team guy? He's going to stay here?
Yes, and that's it.
I do, too.
I don't think he'll ever leave here.
All right.
Why would you leave?
Why would you leave?
Got the legacy.
Mm. All right.
Well, I got to, you know, I used to do this at FNX.
Yeah.
Give the, you know, something out to somebody. And Mike Newman, this goes out to you.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you, Pat. I'm glad you're out on the sidewalk today.
Yeah.
And you'll have to do that again and come back
up. It's warm in here.
It is warm in here. Yeah, I know. We call it the Enterprise, like the spaceship. It's pretty good. All right, thank you. It was great to have you do that.
Pleasure.
All right, Mr. Friedman.
Yes, sir.
So we have 7 tracks, and you put them in order. So tell us a bit about, we're starting off with one called WHIGMI. What's that stand for?
What have I got myself into?
Yeah, and what have you got yourself into?
Oh, it's about late night forays and chewing your arm off the next morning. But the 7 songs, the first 4 are recorded with Neil and other members and other musicians. It's been an ongoing project for 20 years. The project was originally called Every Mother's Son. Then I found out there was a band from the 60s called Every Mother's Son, so we shortened it to EMS.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 3 songs are demos that I'm working on now with a drum machine, and Neil will be putting in live drums and harmonies, and will be kicking my butt to do better vocals on them. And
as well he should.
And yes, as well he should.
Thanks.
One of the few people that I would ever count on to co-produce something I'm working on.
Thank you.
Okay. So, as they say, without further ado, let's start off with what have I got myself into, and we'll go through those 7 songs, and we'll come back and talk after. How's that sound?
Sounds perfect.
All right. It's WMFO, Medford.
Always thought that I'd have the last laugh. Stand and point my finger at some poor sap. But when the shoe dropped, it fell on me instead. Nearly cracked my skull and it hit me in the head. Yeah. The joke's on me. Figures I'm the last to see. And the joke's on me. Figures I'm the last to see. So much. It always seemed to tickle with a gentle touch. I thought I had the answers to everything. It's so hard to learn that you know nothing. The joke's on me. Figures I'm the last to see. The joke's on me. Figures I'm the last to see. Thought that I'd have the last laugh. Stand and point my fingers at some poor slap. But when the shoe dropped, it fell on me instead. Nearly cracked my skull when it hit me in the head. Yeah, the joke's on me. Figures I'm the last to see. And the joke's on me. Figures I'm the last to see. And the joke's on me. Figures I'm the last to see.
So fast, I'd like to bind them up and make the moments last. Oh, jealous clock, have you got the moon too? I believe that he's in cahoots with you. Cause when my love was near, the night would go so fast. But now that I'm alone, the darkness seems to last. Even though she's gone, her memory lingers on. Her image burns in my mind. And all I have of her is a stitch in time. In time, just a stitch in time, just a stitch in time. Oh, friendly son, no, not you too. I always thought I could depend on you. Cause when my love was near, your warmth would always last. But now that I'm alone, your light is overcast. Even though she's gone, her memory lingers on. Her image burns in my mind. All I have of her is a stitch in time. Just a stitch in time. Just a stitch in time. Just a stitch in time.
trouble wherever you dig. For you, a rumor is the absolute truth. Nothing can slip by the world's greatest sleuth. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot. You take offense without the slightest provocation. It gets built up into an ugly situation. You start a bonfire from the smallest spark. The only fuel you need is some offhand remark. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Rancid and the milk's gone sour. Things couldn't get worse. The outlook is so dour. It's a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought.
2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Precious gems. It's so easy for a simple soul to get lost in them. She got lips like a mocha swirl, with kisses so sweet you swear she could feed the whole wide world.
like stones. They tear my skin and crack my bones. I feel it through and through. You know I ache. Stones, they tear my skin and crack my bones. I feel it through and through. You know I ache for you. Like stones, they tear my skin and crack my bones. I feel it through and through. You know I ache for you. I ache for you. Stones, they tear my skin and crack my bones.
WMFO Medford. Wow, 10:34 in the morning. How'd that happen? I'm Mike. I'm on the mic this morning till 11 a.m. And Kirsten will be here for something about the women. So stick around. If you haven't heard that show, you've got to. You've got to do it. What a beautiful day for it. Yeah, no, it's a beautiful day for radio, actually. They've been here since 1973 doing something about the women. And it's all women artists for 2 hours, any genre. What could be better? So stick around. Awesome. She'll be here at 11. I've got Neil here and Mark here and Pat here. Hello.
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 I was looking for a Three Stooges thing.
Hello.
Hello.
That's pretty good.
Hello.
All right, we just heard a whole bunch of great work from Mark Friedman and a little bit from Neil filling in sometimes. It was really good.
Thank you.
And we'd like you to talk a little bit about it, starting with what have I got myself into?
Way back in the 90s, this has been a project that's been on and off for about 20 years with Neil and myself. I wanted to form a band, a three-piece, and I conceptualized it, and I wrote What Have I Gotten Myself Into as the anchor song for the style I wanted to do. And obviously the song is about, well, maybe not obviously, but the song is about getting yourself in a romantic entanglement that was unintended. So that's why it's called What Have I Gotten Myself Into.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much what you think of when you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first four songs actually are Neil and I, along with a guitarist named Jim McGathy, played on the first three. And the last three are demos, and we're going to be finishing those up. Those just had drum machines, and were primarily just me playing everything.
Okay.
So anyway.
And going down the list, it was The Joke's on Me.
Yeah, I always felt like the joke was on me.
As you should.
Just when you think you got it figured out, then you realize, wait a minute, the joke is on you.
And how long ago was that song done?
Those were both, the first three songs were done about 20 years ago.
1996.
Yeah.
You say 1996, it doesn't sound like 20 years ago. It's because I'm old.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't sound like that.
You are old.
Thanks.
But you look good for your age.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay, Stitch in Time.
Stitch in Time was a song that Neil and I never got a chance to record with the band, with Jim. So we went in about 2001 into Melville Park Studios in Hyde Park and recorded that ourselves. So that's Neil and myself.
We did?
Yes, we did.
I don't remember a thing about that.
Neil did all the drums, did some of the background vocals, and I did
I'm
the bass.
I'm glad I was present.
I think it was so traumatic he just wanted to forget it.
It must be.
Yeah.
No. Okay. And then the last three of them were just real demos, either with just you and a
drum machine.
Yeah, a drum machine and maybe a couple of little a little help from Neil once in a while, but
he came in while I was working on Heart of Stone, and he threw in some high harmonies, and we're going to be going back in and finishing those, and we played those songs as well back when the band EMS was together. That's the name of the project, EMS. It was Every Mother's Son, and turns out there was a band in England in the 60s called Every Mother's Son.
Always the way.
Yeah, always the way. The joke was on me. So, yeah, we hope to finish those up within the next couple of months, time permitting.
Okay. The last one we did, I Ache For You, I really liked that a lot.
Oh, thank you.
That should be the first one you revisit, in my humble opinion.
Well, we will take that under consideration.
Yeah, it was very Doorsy.
Really?
Yeah.
Neil says he got a Nine Inch Nails kind of vibe from
it. Yeah, I can totally hear Trent Reznor kind of,
Well, just think of what you guys could do with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could go deeper in my voice.
You could.
Hello.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. That was really good. We look forward to hearing the finished products.
Oh, thank you.
You got to come back and we'll play them when you finished them.
Definitely. I'll make sure we get them.
All right, cool. All right, 10:38 in the morning. My God, we're out of here in 22 minutes. All right, so let me start with some new noise. We're all going to play some Irresponsible, who, Mark, you played with for a minute.
Yeah, for a minute, way back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yep, and we'll also get to the Cast Irons as well. But first, I'm going to go into a new song by a great band called The Shelters. And this one's called Really Wanted You. It's brand new here, WMFO, Medford.
Thank you. feels like a silver ball, and I can't feel it anymore. Feeling pain from things imagined, trying to stand so tall. I can't see life's rich pageant, baby. My heart feels like a sour ball, and I can't fake it anymore. I can't be my father's son. He gets up so early, and I get up at 1. The king is in a coma that seems so very dumb, but his mother's there to help him. You don't need clothes in heaven, falling down from an uphill battle, trying to brace my fall. They kick me around like a herd of cattle. My head feels like a Super Bowl, and I can't take it.
I'll see you. I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
One, two, three, he plays so sexy to me. Three, four, five, six, kids got some brand new licks. Six, seven, eight, down by the snake at the lake, there's a joint that's ready to blow. Every hound in the band's got a sound, howling away, it must be judgment day. Checkers and dice rule the back of the room. Cisco on ice, always a reasonable price. Women in heels, 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 in every color she feels. This joint's gonna blow your mind. The drums beat break. Click, clack, time on a cloud. When you think it's over, they're just beginning to rock. They call it jazz, ma'am. The bass pocket is tight. They call it jazz, ma'am. The trumpet's blinding the light. They shake it down, down, down like fire in a hole. That's the way they do it. That's the way they roll. Zip, 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 zip.
To stop. I love that. The great Beth Hart and Jazzman. And just before that, The Head and the Heart from the Signs of Light CD, Rhythm and Blues.